Welcome to Chapter 7, where we're going to dive into the detailed functions of cell organelles. You know, it's really interesting to think about how a cell works, kind of like a little city, with different parts working together to keep everything running smoothly. So, let's start with the nucleus, which is often called the control room of the cell, because it stores genetic material and controls all cellular activities. Now, the nucleus is really important, because it helps in cell division, and it's also responsible for transmitting characters from one generation to the next. And it directs protein synthesis, which is crucial for the cell to function properly. But, have you ever wondered, what's inside the nucleus? Well, there's a smaller structure called the nucleolus, which is like a factory for producing ribosomes. And, ribosomes are essential for protein synthesis, so it's all connected. Let's take a break for a second, and think about how all these organelles work together. Okay, so, moving on to the centrosome, which is found only in animal cells. This organelle plays a very important role in cell division, because it helps organize chromosomes in the correct location during cell division. And, it's also involved in the development of spindle fibers, which are like little strings that help separate the chromosomes. Now, let's talk about the endoplasmic reticulum, which is like a transporting channel of the cell. It provides a supporting skeletal framework to the cell and acts as an intracellular transport system. And, it's involved in the synthesis and transport of lipids and proteins. So, it's like a little highway system inside the cell. And, the Golgi apparatus is like the packaging and dispatching unit of the cell, because it packages materials synthesized in the cell and dispatches them from the cell across the plasma membrane. You know, it's kind of like a little factory, where things are produced and then shipped out. And, the Golgi apparatus is also involved in the secretion of mucus, enzymes, and hormones. Okay, let's pause for a second, and think about how all these organelles are working together to keep the cell functioning properly. Alright, so, moving on to the mitochondria, which is like the powerhouse of the cell. The mitochondria is the site of cellular respiration, where energy is produced in the form of ATP, which is like the universal currency of energy. And, it's produced through the Krebs cycle and oxidative phosphorylation. Now, let's think about the lysosome, which is like the digestive bag of the cell. It contains digestive enzymes that help in intracellular digestion, and it also digests worn-out cell organelles and foreign objects. So, it's like a little recycling center inside the cell. And then there are the plastids, which are found only in plant cells. There are different types of plastids, like leucoplasts, chloroplasts, and chromoplasts. Chloroplasts are like the kitchen of the cell, because they're the site of photosynthesis, where plants produce their own food. And chromoplasts impart color to flowers and fruits, which helps in pollination and dispersal of seeds. Now, let's talk about the vacuole, which is like the storage sac of the cell. It provides turgidity and rigidity to the plant cell, and it's also involved in excretion and osmoregulation. So, it's like a little storage container inside the cell. Okay, let's take a deep breath, and try to summarize what we've learned so far. We've talked about the different organelles and their functions, and how they all work together to keep the cell functioning properly. And, I hope you're starting to see the bigger picture, of how all these organelles are connected and interdependent. It's really fascinating to think about, and it's going to help you understand how cells work, and how they're the basic building blocks of life. So, that's it for this chapter, but don't worry, we'll be exploring more about cells and their functions in the next chapter. Can you imagine what other secrets cells might hold? We'll find out soon.